Anyway, before we let you go, Sammy, as this is your first broadcast interview since that Spotlight programme was broadcast earlier this month and its allegations around Frank Cushnahan, can I ask you, just before you go, does Frank Cushnahan still have your full support?
Frank Cushnahan is a friend. He did great work for me when I was in the department, and I would prefer that the people who would determine whether Frank did anything wrong or not is not a bunch of amateurs in Spotlight who have, in my view, an agenda. I'd prefer that the police would deal with that, and that's exactly what's happening.
Do you but still believe he did a sterling job on behalf of Northern Ireland?
He did a good job when I was in the department. He made firm representations for Northern Ireland with NAMA, and NAMA had a big influence, of course, on lots of properties and lots of businesses in Northern Ireland. And as far as I'm concerned, this is an issue which the police will deal with, and not a bunch of journalists who have an agenda. And
well, you say they have an agenda. They have a journalistic agenda. But are you surprised that you discovered, or did you discover during that film, that Frank Cushnahan received £40,000 from Mr. Miskelly?
I didn't even see the film, so I don't know.
You're surprised by that information?
I haven't discussed it with anybody, and I've made it quite clear to you, William, that this is an issue which is much better dealt with by the police rather than by a Spotlight programme. And I've refused to discuss it in public because I believe that it is a police matter. I've cooperated for
indeed, and you, as you know, myself, it's a journalistic matter to try to explore. As you know, it's a journalistic matter to try to get to the truth. You can talk over me if you like. It's also a journalistic matter to explore the truth of what happens in our society, Sammy. Do you want to withdraw when you describe Spotlight as biased and bigoted?
You're making an assumption that journalists are out to expose the truth rather than out to produce a story. Okay, thank you.